He put his lawyer in charge of our trust funds until I turned 18. Then I was in charge of my sister Emily's trusts until her 18th birthday. It spoke volumes, if you asked me, that our father knew not to put our mother in charge of the trusts. My stepfather had been talking nonstop about how he should be in charge of our trust funds, and he had even tried to take it to court to have a judge place him in control of the trusts and not my father's lawyer. He lost, and I would forever be grateful to that judge. A single tear slipped free when I squeezed my eyes shut. Why? Why did you have to die, Daddy? Why? My arms instinctively wrapped around my body as I drew in a long breath. The hot water slowly turned colder and colder until I stood shaking. Turning off the faucet, I flinched as pain shot up my side. I slowly stepped out of the shower and reached for a towel. My ribs hurt from where that monster had kicked me when I stepped between him and my mother. I hated him. I hated him more than I hated anything in my entire life. I hated him for hitting our mother. I hated him for yelling at my younger sister. And I hated that he thought he could take my father's place. And as much as I hated him, he hated me equally. Where my mother couldn't stand up to him, I could. I paid the price over and over, but I would never let him break me down like he had my mom. For years, I've watched her wither into someone I no longer knew. I'd kept his dirty little secret only because my mother had begged me to. She was terrified of being alone again. She would tell me over and over if I told anyone and he was taken away, she wouldn't be able to support the three of us. So I kept it a secret. The beatings he gave my mother, and to me, whenever I stood up to him. The verbal abuse was worse than the physical, though, and I knew if I stayed a day longer, I would lose my mind. A part of me was also ashamed I hadn't had the courage to tell anyone. Tomorrow I turned 18, and my father's inheritance would be mine. And like a sign from beyond, I would also be the one in charge of overseeing my younger sister's inheritance until she turned 18. Not my mother, me. When George, my stepfather, had found out neither my mother nor him would have control of the trust for Emily, I thought he was going to come undone at the kitchen table when Dad's lawyer dropped that bombshell earlier today. I wasn't sure why the lawyer never told my mother before that I would be in control of Emily's trust. The way my stepfather had looked at me after he found out the news caused my skin to crawl. I knew if I didn't leave the house before my birthday, I would be in deep trouble. Packing one single bag, I snuck into my sister's bedroom and gently woke her up. She snapped her eyes open and sat up in bed. "Did you do what I asked you to do?" I asked. She nodded. A single tear slipped free from Emily's eyes as I told her. "He won't hurt you, Em. He hasn't touched you in all this time. And if he does anything, so much as puts a finger on you, you call the police and then me. Do you hear me?" She nodded.
"But with you gone, he'll be really angry. Do you think he'll try to hurt me?"
I shook my head, even though I knew I couldn't promise her that. "For some reason, he's never touched you before. If he does, you do what I said. I'll do whatever I can to get you away from them until you turn 18, even if it means taking them to court." Emily looked confused.
"How much did Daddy leave you?"
"More than I need for college. Don't worry about it. Just try and stay out of the house as much as you can. Stay at your friends' houses or come stay with me. I'm going to get an apartment." She nodded. "Listen to me. Do not let him get into your head.